Hey, I'm a guy.
I'm a girl.
And this is a podcast. I'm Brandon.
I'm Christina.
How's it going?
Good. I am caffeinated.
Yeah, I can tell. You drank this whole thing almost, this whole cup here.
You're lucky you took some, because we don't know what would have happened.
We don't know how much you would have taken, and by the end of this episode, you'd probably be jumping off the walls.
Good thing we're in a soundproof room where it's padded.
No one else will see you.
I'll be safe, hopefully.
Well, we could see, but that, yeah. Anyways. You'll be safe, hopefully. I don't know about
we
the equipment,
try.
Though. So
yesterday, as long as I'm okay. So yesterday.
If you're okay and I'm okay, we're okay.
We're all okay.
It's all good.
Yes.
So yesterday, which actually I should say was Sunday, because some people could be listening to this on like Thursday and be like, yesterday it was Wednesday. And they do. Anyways. So Sunday, we went and saw a movie.
We did. And if anyone is still confused, it is Sunday, March 4th.
I
had to think about that.
I didn't. My dad's birthday was on Saturday.
Oh, very nice.
So it was pretty easy.
Okay.
Sunday, March 4th.
We went
for us
to
yesterday.
The movies.
We went to the movies. The two of us went on a little date.
It's been a while.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. We tried for a while. We tried to do this whole go see a movie every week kind of thing
during the summer,
and during then it wasn't too bad.
Yeah,
but then
because we weren't
school
in school.
Yeah,
we had plenty of free time aside from work.
Yeah. That's pretty much all it was just work.
Yeah.
So
that was the only thing that was keeping
easy.
Us. So we could go anytime during the week. It was Monday through Sunday. But we did it usually on Fridays.
Something like that. But yeah,
Saturdays.
Now that school's back, it's been a lot more difficult for us to go see movies.
A lot more difficult.
Really
difficult.
We're big movie buffs, and we're surprised at how much we have not seen.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, I mean, as of late, I've been watching a lot of movies, but I'm taking a class where I have to. So if I wasn't taking a class that I would have to watch movies, I would never watch movies.
Yeah.
I would never go and watch a movie because I don't have the time.
It's hard to find time for anything.
Yeah.
But so anyways, back on the topic. So Sunday, March 4th, we saw a movie.
We're going to expound on the March 4th for a very long time.
But...
what did we go see? Tell us about
it. We saw The Lorax.
The Lorax. What is that little movement?
I like to think I'm gangster sometimes, so I move my arms like a robot.
You're a robot, G, when you say Lorax.
Cannot compute. Okay.
Compute because I watched a movie.
So we saw The Lorax on Sunday, March 4th, 2012.
Oh, my God.
So anyways,
opening weekend of The Lorax, Sunday,
it was
March 4th, 2012.
There was,
it really was. That's
there
so,
was
I was surprised.
A lot of people.
Nobody goes to the movies anymore, so I was surprised.
But if it's
to see
a kids'
people.
Movie, it makes more sense because then
true, yeah.
There was a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm. There, it was, oh my gosh, there was a kid to our right, a kid to our left. We were sitting behind a kid. We were sitting in front of a kid.
We were trying to find a seat, and it looks like there's seats open. You go by, it's a kid.
Yeah.
So
there were so many kids there. Oh my gosh, it was ridiculous. But yeah, it was, I would say it's a go see. Like,
it is.
Go see.
I
if you guys, if anyone has time to go watch movies, like, go see it, you know?
I liked it.
Because I made sure we had time to go see it, you know, because it was like, I mean, sure, I'm writing an article on it, but, you know, I just wanted to make sure we hadn't gone to the movies in a long time, so
yeah,
it was like, let's
so
do
we
it.
Made the time. So, Lorax is really good. It is definitely geared towards kids.
Oh, absolutely.
So, if you've lost all senses of your childhood,
go see it.
You're just going to hate life.
And if you're taking your kids to see it, well.
Please be excited with them.
Yeah, pretend to be excited. Because, like, they're really into that.
Because we
I
were.
I mean, we were into it.
Yeah, we were into it. And we see other kids and, like, oh, my God, it's so fun. You know, like.
Everyone was busting up on, a lot
it's
of parts.
Really funny.
Yeah.
It's fun. I love it. But, yeah, so there's a lot of kids. It was pretty full. It is definitely geared towards kids. You can tell it's definitely Dr. Seuss.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, which I thought was really cool. I found out that his widow, Dr. Seuss's widow, actually executive produced the movie. So, yeah, I went and read about
That's
it
cool.
while I was writing the article, you know, to, like, give me some information and background history and stuff. And his ex, like, his wife, not ex-wife, his wife produced it. You know, I mean, he's been dead for, like, almost 20 years now, I think.
Yeah.
So, I don't, you know, don't quote me on that. But his wife exec produced it. I was like, that is so cool that she's, like, hey, man, I want this movie to be made.
Yeah.
You know?
She's like, hey, his stuff is incredible. It should still be put out there, mm-hmm. you know?
Really cool thing about this movie, another one, is it was made by Imagine Entertainment. And
creators of Despicable Me.
Right. And they, I don't know their history as well as I should, especially to talk about it like this, but they,
banana!
Thanks, you ruined me. I lost my train of thought. So, to talk, you know, I don't know as much as I should about this, but their first movie was Despicable Me.
Banana! Everyone's looking at me funny. Despicable Me is awesome. All the little minions.
It's so fluffy.
All the little minions. You have. Oh my gosh. On the DVD.
If you haven't seen it, you guys need to.
You have
watch
to see it,
too.
And you have to get the DVD, and you have to watch the little short film on there where they all go banana because there's this banana, one single banana, and all these minions. Oh my god, that's so funny. They're like banana, banana, banana. It is the greatest thing ever.
You can tell she's had coffee.
I am such a kid inside, you guys.
Really, really. Ooh, but yeah, so this is their second. Imagine Entertainment's second movie. They co-did it with Universal. Really good. Go see it. Which brings us to movies in Netflix.
Netflix.
We have this article here that...
So, I'm going to be the one that can talk for a second here. Netflix is pretty much cutting out some movies.
They're cutting out 1,000+ movies. Not because Netflix wants to, but because Stars is pulling their movies from the streaming side of Netflix.
And it's not just, you know, movies that no one hears about, no one really watches, you know?
No, no, it's big movies.
Big movies.
They pulled.
Some of them include Toy Story 3,
yeah.
Tron,
Legacy,
Billy
Madison. And I looked at the huge list, like the top 10 movies, and I don't remember them, but those three were at the top. So it was like they're pulling some really big movies from the streaming. And the reason is Stars wants to preserve their movies and be able to put them up for their own streaming, because Stars, I think, is going to break off and do their own kind of streaming
mm-hmm.
stuff. So that's what they're doing.
And what's going on is it's pretty much just competition between all these different companies.
Oh, yeah.
All these different ways where you can get to movies, all these online streamings, just everything. So everyone's kind of going nuts about it. And
oh, yeah. There's Hulu, YouTube, Amazon, Dish Network has streaming stuff, mm-hmm. Netflix.
Probably so many more.
The streaming possibilities are endless, and I can't find The Simpsons on any single one of them. Pisses me off, man. I want to go watch Simpsons. It's like, there isn't any.
Yeah.
I have to go to all these illegal sites, and they don't even let me play it on there.
I'm just kidding. Anyways. A lot of the movies are just kind of being tugged at
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
And to make up for it, Netflix is going to start their own web series. So they've made one. They've put the first season out already. It's called Lilyhammer. I haven't watched it yet. I don't know anything about it. I know it's something about...
And what do you mean about it?
I don't remember, but...
What do you mean about Netflix is putting out...
Oh, they put money... They took some money, put it into creating their own web series so that, like... It's only for them. Like, you can't watch it on Amazon. You wouldn't be able to watch it on Hulu. It's not going to be on TV. It's just on Netflix. And it's an original Netflix series. And they're going to do several of them. Like, that's what Hulu does. They do
mm-hmm.
several... they have their own web series that they do.
Yeah.
A couple of different ones. And I know about some of them, but I haven't watched any yet. But, yeah, Lilyhammer is... I think it's, like, 6 episodes in the first season. But Netflix put money into creating this... original series.
Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this article, I found it on the Washington Post Social Reader on Facebook. It is written by Sarah Kessler. Just so that she gets
her credits.
Yeah, credits for writing this.
Because
we didn't write this ourselves.
Yeah, we don't get all our knowledge from some kind of special power.
Oh,
there,
no,
you know?
We don't we don't walk in here and go, hey, we know exactly what's going on in the world. We didn't even look at the internet.
No, we need the internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyone who says they don't need the internet in life is crazy.
I just got internet on my phone. So that's how much I need the internet. Because I got internet on my phone for the first time last week. Boom.
You got a new phone.
I got a new phone. Yeah. That day was amazing. But we'll get to that in a second. So all of our stuff now, we're doing paper. We're printing out all of our stuff because it used to be on the computer. I used to bring my computer in here while we're doing this. And we would just, like, switch the thing back and forth so that the two of us could see what's going on the computer. But we were told...
It got complicated.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with Brandon. He's just all
I
over the place.
I hogged the computer and I'm all
over the place.
Yeah. So, so we started printing everything out. And that reminds me of this chick that I ran into. We were at Costco or Winco. Me and my family were at Winco. And I went to the end of the line because they have the two lines there. Each checker has two lines, and you bag your own groceries, which is like, that puts me out of a job. But you bag your own groceries, right? So I went down to the end, and I opened up the plastic bags waiting for the stuff to come down. And this lady, like, on the other side, looks at me and goes, "Have you ever seen one of these before?" and held up paper bags. And I was like, "Are you kidding me? Like, did she seriously just say that to me?" And I was like, And she's like, "How many times do you see these things up in the trees? And how many plastic bags do you see caught in trees?" And I, like, just kind of looked at her, like, weird. I was just like, "Really? Right now?" And so I just kind of, like, looked back and, like, just waited for the groceries to come down. And then, I mean, she just kept going on. It was so ridiculous.
You could have said that you just saw, you see.
Oh, I had so many things I wanted to say to her.
Like, you see paper in trees all the time because paper comes from
paper
trees.
Comes
so
from
technically,
trees.
It's always there.
Yeah.
More than plastic
and,
bags.
And so she was trying to.
so more funny looks. I find logic in weird ways. Okay.
So she was trying to get me to go green, basically. But the problem with that was the way she was doing it made me want to use, like, a plastic bag for every single item in our order. Because, like, she also said that paper disintegrates in 10 days, whereas paper or plastic bags disintegrate in, like, 10,000 years. And I was like, oh, yeah, that really affects me now, you know. But, like, you know, I mean, I do recycle occasionally, you know, but I'm not a huge nut about it. But
yeah.
If you want someone to recycle... You know, the recycling community
Don't
are a bunch of nice people,
yeah,
you know?
Those people are
like,
nice
they
guys.
Are super nice, all of the green guys out there. Yeah, I call them green guys. they're super nice, you know? And
yeah, and whether it's recycling or not, you shouldn't be rude about trying to convince someone to do something.
If I want you to join my club, I'm not going to go... Dude, you suck if you don't aren't in this club, you know? You're such a horrible person if you're not in this club that I'm
yeah,
in.
That's going to make
like,
me
yeah, I
want to
go now.
Away.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I thought it was extremely rude. I was like, are you kidding me? I ignored her. I could have said so many mean things, but I am the better person. And I shut up, and I bagged my groceries, and I left. And yes, I did use plastic. But plastic can be recycled too. So
did you put one item into each?
I really wanted to, but no. Me being the bagger, I put as many things into one bag as I can.
Could have at least told her that. Like, you can still recycle plastic. Many grocery stores do have things outside where you can take your plastic bags.
Oh,
put
yeah.
them in there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And they get
There's
recycled.
Plenty. There's plenty
so
of stores that do that.
It's not like plastic is like I do see how plastic is pretty much everywhere. But it's not the worst thing on the planet,
yeah.
to be honest, you know, like it's not, oh my gosh, you're using plastic, you're going to go to hell or something, you know, like it's just,
yeah.
you know, it's not something to completely throw a fit about. I honestly don't really think there is anything out there that you should throw a fit about, but that's just me.
Maybe I would understand if someone made a fit about styrofoam or breaking, the light bulbs that have mercury in them.
Okay,
maybe
yes,
a little
that,
bit. Like,
maybe.
There's certain things,
yeah,
but like, there's a lot of stuff that I'm like, are you,
you
kidding me? Like, are you being stupid right now? Well, why would you put mercury in a light bulb anyway?
Yeah. Like,
whatever.
Yeah. If it's something that could kill you, then yeah, okay, you can make a fit
make
about
a fit about
it. But otherwise, you know, plastic is not gonna kill. Well, unless you suffocate someone with
no.
that. But
there was
no.
one. I thought of another thing. I was working once, and I. Was bagging these people's groceries. Yes, I'm a bagger. It sucks. But I was bagging these people's groceries, and they wanted me to put it in paper because they said, they even told me, they're like, yeah, plastic's not good. And everything I put into these paper bags, not even getting every single order they had, there was no tubs of like yogurt or anything. Every single thing that was on the order was wrapped in plastic. And I was like, really? Really?
Everything's wrapped in plastic. Everything's processed. Like, it's.
They're like, plastic is really bad for you. And I was like, looked at every single thing and it was in plastic. Oh, here's cheese. Oh, here's the meats. And
I wonder
like,
how they get their produce.
Put it in plastic bags.
Right? So. But I don't understand some people. That's ridiculous. I do understand plastic is bad, yes. But it, mm-hmm. you know, don't be stupid about it.
Yeah.
Hey,
man. So
hey
we
man.
Have. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So we have someone new on board helping us out with these.
Yes, we do.
We've got our friend over here, Anthony Mendoza. He's
if
our.
If I've said that there's been someone looking at me funny, it's Anthony.
It's Anthony. Anthony Mendoza here. He is our producer now. He's been helping us with some stuff. Just started last week. Been doing some editing on the podcasts, taking out all the stuff that we suck at, helping us with bumpers,
mm-hmm.
All that kind of jazz. So,
all kinds of stuff going on.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Anthony. What's going
oh,
on?
Oh, hey.
Share this seat with you.
Share it, of course. So
a
tell
little bromance going over there.
Yeah. Hey, man.
I ain't gonna lie.
So tell us a little bit about your radio history.
I work for a radio station, four of them actually. I'm not gonna say who they are so they can't fire me for it. Because they might not be super happy about me using equipment. I don't know.
That isn't yours or
yeah.
isn't theirs.
I don't know. I work for radio stations. I make commercials for a living, and I do some sound effects creation and stuff like that. So that's basically what I do. I'm hoping to maybe start making doing like sound design for plays and stuff, possibly.
Pretty sweet.
Cool.
Speaking of plays, we actually met Anthony at the theater because we're all in improv
together.
Oh, yeah.
All of us are taking the improv class together.
Yep.
So that's how he's here with us. And also, you're in a play right now.
I am in Juanita's Statue on the UNR campus. Anybody that is open this weekend, which would be the 6th?
Tomorrow's the 6th.
So the 7th through the 11th, Wednesday
yeah.
through mm-hmm. Sunday. Of March, for those of you that are listening like 8 months later from since we're on that kick of picking out random dates. 7:30 is our show. It's a short show. It's a world premiere production by Anne Garcia Romero called Juanita's Statue. It is the female version of Don Juan, if you're familiar with that legacy. Either of you?
No. I've heard of it. I haven't seen it, or I don't know anything about it.
Don Juan was a man from Spanish legend that traveled around the countryside making women falling in love with him and sleeping with them and then moving on about his business.
So this is the female version.
Going
yes.
and sleeping with everybody.
Well, kind of. She cross-dresses. She is running away from a man. She has a one-night stand, and the man is set to get married the next day. She did not know. And the father is
Oops.
Out to literally kill her. So she has dressed up as a man to evade him and runs around this town in a make-believe Spanglish-speaking world, wooing
fun.
Men and women
yeah.
alike. It's actually a lot of fun. It's a very, very fast-paced play, and it's been a lot of fun to do, and everybody should go see it.
We're
cool.
excited to. We're going to be there Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Oh,
yeah,
way to make me
Wednesday.
Nervous.
We're
going
to be there.
Actually,
we're
not going,
intently.
So you won't know when we're going to be there.
Okay, great.
We're not going to watch you play.
And we
Sorry.
Didn't tell anyone about it either.
Darn. This podcast probably won't even air till next week.
It did take a while, actually, last week to put it up. It was such a pain because it was the first one that we'd uploaded from... without having everything done already, so it was like really hard to get up there. And anyways, yeah.
So yeah, we'll hopefully make that all smoother this week.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
there won't be Brandon going for 15 seconds.
Well, so anyways, there
oh,
was
well,
hey, it's not just me.
It's mostly you.
Yeah,
I know mostly, but it's not just.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah. Thank
yeah.
you guys
for being
yeah. Yeah.
part of this and helping us out.
Juanita's
and
Statue, UNR. Tickets for UNR students is $5. Other tickets are
$10 and $15.
$10 and $15. $10 for students,
Students of any school.
Or faculty of any school.
And then 15
for general admittance. General. Yep. Yes. So if you don't go to school, sorry, you're screwed. I'm just saying this because this is really awesome.
What's that?
I have had a super busy week.
Super busy week?
Super busy week this week.
Is it bananas?
Banana! It's so fluffy!
I love the Minions. Okay.
This has nothing to do with Minions. Have started a silent film movie series.
And they're amazing. Yes. I'm not just saying that because...
No, really. Like,
I'm kind of in love with this kid. No, I'm actually like in love with what he makes, too. It's pretty awesome.
It's so cool because,
really,
like, I actually, after editing them, after being done with them and sitting back and watching them completed, I watch them as a fan, and I get the biggest kick out of it. I'm not doing it because I think I'm funny. Like, I mean,
fanning yourself?
Right, yeah. Okay, maybe I am a little bit. But, like, I'm watching these as a fan, you know, just as someone that would watch anything, you know, like going on and watching a TV show. I'm just watching it like that, and I get the biggest kick out of these things. They're so funny, and I'm not trying to, like, up-talk it or anything, really. Like, I just want people to enjoy it, you know?
No, they really are good. I really enjoyed them.
They're awesome.
Up.
Oh, my gosh. And they're so much fun to make. So I got the idea for this from our improv class, actually. And we walked in a little late, but we were there. And
we saw everyone kind of doing the stuff, and we're like, what's going on here?
And then our teacher told us, hey, we're doing silent films. And so we would get three or four in a group, get up in front of the class and go, hey, give us some names. And so people would throw out names and we would go, all right, we like this one. Mm-hmm. Then we'd walk off and we would create a silent film.
And of course
improvised.
We have music playing.
It was just like, yeah, oh yeah. The teacher played some music in the background.
We go up there, kind of make your own silent film thing going
out of nowhere, you know. And so I was watching when I wasn't on stage, I was sitting back watching and I went, dude, that is easy. Like, if you can make a silent film like that, like just right on the spot, you could write it down and have a million of them, you know? Like,
and you know what? That's how they started out with films in the first place. Mm-hmm. So why not go back to where it started? Why not bring it back? Because that is kind of the basis of what we have today, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Take old style, bring it to today's standards. You could make... The possibilities are endless. Like, that is why I wanted to do this, because the possibilities are endless. And I talked with you about it a little bit after class and everything, and I was like, we should make silent films. And we haven't done one yet, but
we
have
ideas.
We have plenty of ideas. I started them with my buddy Christian. He and I have been making these together. And so the day after we did all the silent films in class, I went home. And, well, yeah, I went home. I was actually at home when I did this. But I was at home, and I started writing them. Like, what I did was I just said, okay, people called out silent films on the spot. So I just threw a bunch of names out there, and I was sitting at my desk, and I was like, Ingling for a Tingling, Men in Action, Boy on the Other Side of the Road. And I just started writing down all these different things, and I would sit, and I would look at them and go, okay, what would work for this? And then I'd be like, oh, that's a good name for this kind of thing. And so instead of creating the film and making the name for it afterward, I made the name first off.
Just
and
coming
I said,
up with the title.
How
and then,
would this make – what could you do with this name? So that was what I did. I wrote probably five of them that first day, and we filmed one that same day. I called Christian. I was like, hey, get over here. Bring your camera. We're going to make a silent film. And he's like, what? And I was like, just get over here. So we made the silent film. Took us probably half hour to film it, which was not a lot at all whatsoever. Like half an hour to film something. And then maybe 20 minutes to edit it, to find music, put it on there. I found a place that has royalty-free music that's all silent. Super awesome. I give credit to the guy in the credits, I promise. I mean, they're so much fun. And then since then, we've made two more. So we have three ready, but we're only uploading one a week. So, you know, that way we're ahead. You know, if we miss a week, you know, we won't be
You'll
behind.
Have one.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We'll still have one to put up. So I called this thing, and I thought this was such a brilliant name. I don't know if anyone else gets as excited about this as I do when I watch them. I'm just like, I get what's going on. This is so funny. But I called the title Hear You Speak. So the name of these movies that we're doing is Hear You Speak. And it's such ironic. I don't know. Just like that's just what I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Because it's silent.
Right. Like, they're silent films. And it's called Hear You Speak.
We're hearing you speak through silence.
Exactly. Through movements. And I wanted to do this. I mean, not only because I thought the idea was awesome, but like, why not entertain without words? You can do that. I love physical comedy, and I'm really, like, I have so much fun with it. I'm not saying I'm that good. I'm not, like, saying I'm a good actor, you know, because I'm not gonna say I'm amazing or whatever, but I love doing it. And so if people think it's fun, that's cool. But I'm just doing it because I love doing that kind of stuff. And this is what I took the semester off for, you know? Of theater, because I took the semester off theater to do film. Here I am doing film finally. It took six, seven weeks, but I'm doing it now. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, this is so much fun. So we're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. Look up Hear You Speak, all one word. It's all spelt out the right way. YouTube.com/HearYouSpeak, Facebook, Hear You Speak. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Uploading one a week. There's one up already. There'll be one up tomorrow. By the time you're listening to this, it'll probably be up already. So you can probably watch the first two.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yay. I'm liking it. And then we're going to be doing one also. This way it won't be just Brandon and Christian.
Oh, yeah. No, because I've talked to people about it. And, like, everyone I've showed is just like, hey, let me be in a silent film. Like, that is cool. I want to be in one, too. And, like, I've had 4 or 5 other people aside from you wanting to do them with me already, and I'm like, wow, like, really? And they're like, yeah, of course. And I'm like, oh my god, that is so cool that all these people would want to be involved with it, because it's like, it's physical comedy, and that's super easy to do. And the cool thing is, while we're filming it, we can say virtually whatever we want.
Because
we could be talking about something else. Right.
I can be going bananas.
There was a part where I'm laying down and Christian sits up and yells at me and he's like, stupid asshole. And then he goes back and lays down. I'm like, I mean, I told him to say it, but I didn't mean for him to actually say it. I meant, you know, the emotion behind it. But it was funny. But I mean, we can say whatever we want. And there was one of them that we filmed that we had actually music playing in the background. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's cool. Me and you are going to be doing a couple. I have some ready.
There'll be plenty of awesome things coming.
Yes.
From
Hear You Speak.
From everywhere.
From everywhere.
From everywhere.
From
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Walk down the street, something awesome is going to pop out. Maybe a bird. Maybe. Maybe a banana. I don't know.
Banana!
Yeah, so that pretty much wraps it up for today.
Yep, that wraps it up for today.
Today, which is March 5th.
March 5th, 2012. This is Monday. Who knows when you'll be listening to this. You could be listening to this to March 17th, 2013.
Speaking of the date, I have one last thing to add.
What?
For the date.
What?
So we just had Leap Day. I almost said year, but it was technically just one day.
Yes.
But Leap Day was not too long ago, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen this up on Facebook and whatnot. It's kind of where I'm getting this. I'm just spreading it out there. But this is really funny. Don't look at me, Anthony. But for anyone who believes in 2012.
Oh, yeah. I saw this, too.
Yeah. See, everyone's probably seen
it.
Anyway, go ahead. So leap year has been going on for, like, ever and ever. And then
we have had 514 leap years.
Yes.
514, 519, one of those two.
Something like that. There's been plenty of leap years. And the Mayan calendar does not account for leap year. So
because it was made before leap year was created.
So then, if you go, like,
if you're in the if you're a believer in apocalypse, December 21st, 2012, the world's going to end.
Technically,
sorry,
it would have ended 7 months ago, because if you take out the leap year, it would be, like,
January, July 28th, 2013.
Yes. And so
yep.
and here we are.
Yeah, well, I don't know where the article's from. Neither one of us remember. Nobody but really I do. Knows. It was actually like a picture. It was a picture. So it wasn't, there was no article behind it. It was just a picture.
Yeah.
So but if you.
Just bringing it out there because we're obsessing about dates today for some reason. Dates and bananas. Whee!
Dates and bananas, both fruits. Yeah.
But yeah, okay, that wraps it up.
That wraps
today.
It up for this week. We're done with the stuff now.
And bananas.
And okay. Bananas and dates and podcasts.
So what are you again?
What am I?
What are you?
Oh, I'm the guy.
I'm the girl.
And this was a podcast.
I like to think I'm gangster sometimes, so I move my arms like a robot.
The Lorax.
Oh my god, that's so funny. They're like, banana, banana, banana.